From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is visiting Pakistan today. His trip was not announced ahead of time. On the plane from India to Islamabad, he talked about what he wants to accomplish.
The main focus of my visit will be to talk to the military leadership as well as the civilian leadership about the president's Afghan strategy and the long-term implications for it, and to provide reassurances to the Pakistanis that we are in this for the long haul.
The U.S. faces tricky challenges in its relations with Pakistan. The U.S. wants Pakistan to do more to combat terrorists operating from locations in Pakistan. But Pakistan's leaders have not reacted well to pressure, partly because of widespread anti-U.S. sentiment among Pakistani citizens. Gates says he's concerned about anti-Americanism in Pakistan. Hope has all but disappeared that more earthquake victims will be found alive in Haiti. More than a week after the quake, medical supplies are finally getting through. But NPR's Jason Beaubien says hospitals, both established and temporary, are nowhere near smooth operation.
They still are trying to sort out their supplies, their emergency rooms, where they're going to be doing surgery. Those types of things are happening. These facilities are getting up and running, but it's in this phase of still getting things up and running, and they're not quite there yet.
That's NPR's Jason Beaubien in Port-au-Prince. The Red Cross says it has received a surge of donations, and a spokesman says the Haiti earthquake will give it a chance to prove it can respond more effectively than it did during Hurricane Katrina. NPR has learned the Army is investigating at least three psychiatrists who supervised the suspect in the Fort Hood shootings when he was at Walter Reed Army Medical Center. Major Nidal Hassan allegedly killed 13 people and wounded dozens of others at Fort Hood in Texas last year. NPR's Daniel Zwerdling has found out that Hassan's former supervisors could face letters of reprimand or even courts-martial.
Sources involved in the investigation say the Army has warned the doctors that they may have been derelict in their duties. The officers reportedly include Colonel John Bradley. He was chief of psychiatry at Walter Reed until a few days ago. The Army is also investigating Colonel Charles Engel. He was Hassan's supervisor on a fellowship program at the military's medical school. Sources and documents suggest that both men were concerned about Hassan's behavior, yet they didn't take action against him. Another officer under investigation is a bigger surprise. Sources say the Army is investigating Major Scott Moran at Walter Reed. He runs the psychiatric residence program. And evidence suggests that Moran is the only one who actively tried to kick Hassan out of the program until higher-ups rebuffed him. The Army won't comment. Daniel Zwerdling, NPR News.
Stocks have been down in Asia today on more concerns about China's financial policies. This is NPR News. The Consumer Product Safety Commission is recalling nearly 1.5 million strollers made by Graco Children's Products. From Washington, Danielle Carson reports it's the largest such recall on record.
The recall follows reports that sharp hinges on the stroller's canopy amputated the fingertips of 5 toddlers and cut the fingers of 2 more children. The models included in the recall are Graco's Passage, Alano, and Spree strollers. CPSC spokeswoman Patty Davis says parents who own an affected model should stop using it.
You need to make sure you do not put your child in that stroller until you get the repair kit in place. The repair kit is a protective cover. It's Velcro, it's a couple snaps. You put that in place and it will protect your child from being able to put their fingers in harm's way.
Parents can order the repair kits from Graco. In November, British manufacturer McLaren recalled 1 million strollers because of a similar hinge problem. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Another storm system has hit California, flooding houses and yards and prompting officials to call for more evacuations in the Los Angeles foothills. A Pengrove resident waded through high water. And Nicole Kimberling of Sunset Beach says floodwaters have mixed up all kinds of debris and furniture.
We even had furniture from other neighbors come flying into our yard. And inside the house, we have pieces of plastic furniture all over the place that doesn't even belong in the house.
This is the third big Pacific storm to hit California in quick succession, dumping heavy snow and rain. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.